Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn over the meeting to Mr. Kevin Williams, Tivoli Security Sales Leader for North America. Sir, you may begin.
Thanks, Kelly. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another prospecting call, the most important one of the quarter, security. So today on the phone with me today, I have Ravi Srinivasan, our worldwide product manager for our Access products, and he's going to take you through a short presentation, and then at the end we're going to open it up for Q&A. What we're hoping to accomplish today is to give you some ideas to go out and make some calls today and for the rest of the week, and hopefully get some customers on the line that we can go out and continue to sell to. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Ravi, and if anyone doesn't have the presentation, it's at the usual link. If you don't have that, ping me, and I'll get it to you. So Ravi, it's all yours.
Great. Thanks, Kevin. Good morning. So I'll be highlighting the key buying occasions for Tivoli Security that we have seen in the past three quarters and what we see as key client opportunities for you today in this business climate. So if you have the presentation open, let's jump to slide number two. So the three key takeaways from this presentation are, one, Tivoli Security Solution, we help clients in three key areas. First, we help them with trying to save money and deliver more secure dynamic infrastructure. What we mean by that is anytime a customer is looking at their app, their environment and looking at transforming their environment, consolidating their environment, they're looking at trying to reduce the cost of that application environment. And when they do that, we have some security capabilities that fits, plugs right into that IT environment to help customers deliver a more secure dynamic infrastructure so that they can conduct their business and grow their business, but at the same time reduce the cost on their application side. The second area that we help is to protect the access to sensitive data. Data security is a top-of-mind problem for our customers. Why? Because more and diverse set of people are accessing the data. It's no longer just some privileged users and internal employees accessing it, but more every time we look at the headlines, what do we see? Somebody stole credit card information from the database. Someone stole consumers' personally identifiable information from the application. All these can be protected through Tivoli Security's solution. And lastly, we're focusing on helping customers reducing the cost of compliance. Compliance customers face a lot of compliance fatigue. What we're doing is to help them address the root cause and address the core compliance issues and show them a way to not only drive towards demonstrating compliance, but also maintaining that compliance on an ongoing basis. So with those three key focus areas with Tivoli Security Solution, where will we find those opportunities? The key areas where you can spot these opportunities are, one, with your fellow colleagues from WebSphere, Rational, and ISS. They're helping customers with the dynamic infrastructure. They're helping with customers implement consolidated applications. Clearly, as they're doing the selling of WebSphere products and Rational products and ISS products, Tivoli Security offers core capabilities to go along with it. And we'll share with you case studies in this presentation that shows how Tivoli, along with the WebSphere and Rational and so on, were able to grow the deal and get a lion's share of that deal as well. Another key opportunity for you today is repeat business. We have a solid install base with customers expanding their use cases. You heard, if you heard the call, the GM's call a couple of days ago, Al Zoller was speaking about Social Security Administration. This is a great example of a old Tivoli Access Manager customer that just was expanding their environment. They were expanding their environment and sure enough had to buy more licenses of our access capabilities. to the tune of almost more than $1 million. Other opportunities for us in Tivoli Security are clearly selling with the SIs and GSIs, because SIs and GSIs play a key role in helping customers with building applications. So while they are helping the customers build consolidated applications, you have the opportunity to present Tivoli Security as a way to, again, focus on securing the dynamic infrastructure. Some new emerging opportunities to spot are cloud and software as a service adoptions. As customers, especially large enterprises, start to look at more use of off-premise applications, again, Tivoli Security solutions offer key capabilities to secure those cloud-based and SaaS-based applications, along with virtualization. That's another area where you'll spot key opportunities for Tivoli Security. The key takeaway for us, the third key takeaway, is about the whole references. Tivoli has over 2,700 security customers worldwide with market leadership in every category that we sell in, and those are backed by analyst reviews and analyst reports. So you have an opportunity to essentially take that customer install base, grow the business, as well as expand it into the general business and large enterprises. So with that key executive summary, let's jump into looking at specific solutions that we offer, why those are key opportunities, and case studies. If we jump to slide 3, this is really how we're summarizing our view. We're simplifying our view to customers, saying, look, we in Tivoli Security focus on your security challenges. We understand your security challenges are get a set of trusted identities, manage their access into your enterprise, secure those services that you're giving them access to, the services like payroll and loan applications and retail sales or whatever the category is, and then at the end of the day, protecting the data that's sitting on those servers and databases. So what we're saying is Tivoli Security Solution is helping you address these security challenges end-to-end from getting the users all the way to protecting the data in the applications. So what do we have to offer? Slide 4 summarizes the three key packages that we offer in the marketplace. Again, we have a very simple view for Tivoli Security. Tivoli Security provides three solutions. First is called Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance. What is that? That is the IT security infrastructure solution. Everything a customer needs when it comes to implementing a secure IT environment. This has user provisioning, web access management, federation, compliance reporting, all the capabilities that we have pulled together in one bundle so that you can sell that into an IT infrastructure so that you can help customers secure their dynamic infrastructure. The second solution is called Tivoli Data and Application Security. This is the new set of capabilities that we've offered in the marketplace to now look at the line of business. If you look at the first solution, that is focused on IT security from an operations perspective. If you look at the second bundle, that's focused on the line of business. These are the people who own the application. They own the data. They're deploying Portal. They're deploying SharePoint. They're deploying WebSphere-based applications, Microsoft-based applications. What are their concerns? They're concerned about securing the data that's sitting in the application, data that's sitting in the file system, data that's sitting in the servers, how to protect those, how to control access to those through fine-grained access control. So we've packaged key capabilities, new capabilities from Tivoli into this Tivoli Data and Application Security so that you can provide that solution to the line of business. And since our goal is to bridge the line of business to IT, what do we do with these capabilities is integrate them with the existing IT environment. So Tivoli Data and Application Security capabilities integrates with Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance packages. And the third key capabilities is focused on the System Z, providing Tivoli Security Management for System Z. This is assembling the core capabilities from our Z Secure suite along with compliance reporting and providing the core operational capabilities for mainframe. And you'll hear more. And so what we'll do in this presentation is take each of these solutions and focus on the key buying occasions for them. At a very high level, when you're engaging customers at the their executive and C-level management, what is really driving the purchase of a security solution? It's clearly two key things. Compliance and business risks are the key drivers today that we see in the organizations. What companies are telling us is they want to adopt tighter security policies to control the access and protect the data, sensitive services, and applications in the enterprise. So some of the examples, how does it really turn... What are the things that you hear from the customers? What you'll hear is IT executive, IT operations executive will say, you know what, I've got these call center applications that gets accessed by a lot of the agents, and that contains consumer records. It contains sensitive information. I'm concerned that the data might be exposed through that channel. In the insurance industry, you might hear it as the insurance agents are accessing a lot of information about the end consumer. I only want them to access records that are related to the claims processing. I don't think they need to know what the diagnosis is of the patient. They just need to know that the patient has filed a claim for the hospital stay. Similarly, you'll hear in the services industry that claims approvers can only approve claims of certain value in certain conditions. These are all business requirements that the line of business wants to put into the dynamic infrastructure. And so how do you make sure that you can put that security controls in place to implement those security policies? If we jump to slide 6, this is where we're going to focus on, for the first solution, called Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance, what are the key buying occasions? Where are you going to see these opportunities? They're going to be from the general business customers as well as repeat businesses from our existing point product install bases. What you'll hear as the key, these are the key buying occasions why our Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance makes sense. The first is around single sign-on. Customers are wanting to reduce the cost of multiple applications being put into a portal and exposed to not just employees or partners, but also to a wide variety of B2C type customers. So how do you make sure that you provide an ability to single sign-on and also manage those passwords? So with our unique capabilities from Tivoli Enterprise, TAM ESSO to Tivoli Access Manager, Federation, we are able to provide that unified single sign-on capabilities for that buying occasion. The second buying occasion is around user provisioning and, more importantly these days, focusing on operational role management and bridging the roles definition to an existing identity management environment. And so this is with our TIM 5.1 introduction this year and role management capabilities in beta. You really have an awesome opportunity to introduce customers to not only large enterprises to upgrade to the new version and adopt these beta capabilities, but also in the general business environment, providing a way to reduce the cost of identity management. The two other buying occasions that you will spot that will lead into a Tivoli Identity Access Assurance sale is around attestation. On an annual basis, to again reduce the cost of compliance, what do customers need? Customers need to demonstrate to the auditor that they're in control of their IT environment. And one way to do it is to be able to not only manage the identities, but also attest that there are the right people to get access to the applications. And so with, again, the identity management capabilities, you're able to support those access attestations. And lastly, this is a key capability that we use for security compliance reporting. And with compliance reporting and its integration with our existing identity and access management solution, we're the one of very few vendors in the marketplace to be able to demonstrate to customers their compliance. It's one thing to say, I am helping you control access to your applications. It's the other thing to say that, look, I can actually prove to you with the set of reports that you can show to the auditor. You don't have to spend the time and money every quarter trying to manually pull logs together and report it. You have a central way to pull those information and provide compliance reports, whether it's for industry regulation or for government regulations. So with the Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance, that is really the core capabilities that we've had and we've integrated for a number of years. If you look at slide 7, I just wanted to share with you some sample wins in the last quarter that, again, that we've seen continued success of our identity and access capabilities along with compliance reporting. Key opportunities that we've seen that we've won are primarily in the general business accounts, where these are customers that typically haven't heard of Tivoli Security, and when they do hear about us, we suddenly become the top of their list in terms of vendors to choose from, whether it's Wisconsin Physicians, KPMG. KPMG was a repeat business. They were expanding their existing environment. If you look at Bank of Montreal, we won against Sun and Oracle with our federation capabilities. Intermountain Health, this is a great example of a customer that's implementing some open source-based ESB capabilities, and with our federation and integration, it shows you how open our and standards-based our offerings are. We integrate with our WebSphere offerings, we integrate with Microsoft offerings, we also integrate with open source capabilities. So we were able to win deals against our key competitors and also work with the open source environment. So the key drivers for our Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance are really, again, reducing the cost of compliance. When a customer is deploying new portal or moving from ACF2 to RACF, or you hear key triggers like SharePoint deployment, you can immediately talk to them about Tivoli Security Solutions because we have core capabilities to help secure those dynamic infrastructure. The second driver to spot are collaboration. With all this economic conditions where customers are either merging or they're splitting up into smaller enterprises, profitable enterprises, or they are trying to expand their business with their existing IT environment, that's where you can clearly, again, introduce Tivoli Security. Why? Because we help connect those lines of businesses, connect to a business partner, and so on in a secure manner, but also reduce their cost of identity management in doing so. And lastly, cost continues to be the key driver for customers. In this sense, it's the IT application development and the application environment costs. And what we're doing is taking those costs out of the IT infrastructure by centralizing the security controls so that you can remove those siloed identity management or siloed security development inside those applications, externalize them, and then use Tivoli Security as a central way to control the IT costs. So with these three key drivers, as you hear them, those are opportunities for positioning Tivoli Security Solutions. Let's go to slide 8. Now that I've talked to you about Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance, I wanted to do a similar thing for Tivoli Data and Application Security Solution. Identify some opportunities that you will hear when you're talking to customers. Like I said, Tivoli Data and Application Security is a new set of capabilities that we have in the portfolio to provide offerings to the line of business, the people that WebSphere, Rational, Information Management, the SIs and GSIs, and these are the people that sell into that line of business. So what are the opportunities? What are the key opportunities to spot? The first one is when you hear SharePoint and Data Power. When they're talking about SharePoint and Data Power, what they're talking about is the dynamic infrastructure transforming their application environment into a more service-based environment. And in those environments, you have some core capabilities from Tivoli that integrates with SharePoint and Data Power so that you can lead with Tivoli Security, saying, how are you going to control access to the service that's going through Data Power? How are you going to control access to SharePoint? How are you going to not only control access, but how are you going to change access when your business needs changes? When you ask those questions, those are the opportunities for us to be able to say, look, Tivoli helps you with that centralized administration and reducing the cost of security. The second area to spot is portal security and federation. More and more customers in this economic climate are consolidating their applications into a centralized portal, whether it's the intranet portal or it's the customer-facing portal. When it's the customer-facing portal, you know the drill. Customers are really concerned about opening that up and in a secure manner. With our integration of Tivoli Security Solutions with WebSphere portal as well as third-party portals, we're able to demonstrate to customers that now you can actually securely control who's coming into your portal environment and, more importantly, keep that auditable access trail. So with our federation and portal integration, you can, again, sell along with the portal deployment. And I'll share with you a couple of case studies where we've done that in the recent quarters. The third unique capability is around customers, when they're talking about protecting the data, you'll hear things like, oh, I want to encrypt the data that's sitting on the disks and tapes. When you start to encrypt the data, you use keys to encrypt them. Well, those keys need to be managed too. So with the Tivoli Key Lifecycle Manager capabilities, we can help customers with this problem. So we can help them with managing those keys, the lifecycle for it, issuing new keys, retiring the old ones, and still help them implement a way to centrally encrypt the tapes and disks that have the sensitive data in them. And lastly, I said these are the opportunities that you'll spot with the SIs and GSIs. Why? Because they are the ones who are usually driving the customers to consolidate an application. We've heard time and time again EDS and companies from India like Wipro and TCS, they're in our customers, in our IBM customer shop, helping customers with their application environment. They're helping them build out their new call center application, build out a new claims application using WebSphere or Microsoft.net. When they're doing that, we have core capabilities to sell along with that SI's project to be able to show them how to externalize security and centrally manage and enforce security controls. Let me take a few minutes to share with you two key case studies of selling these capabilities into a customer. The first case study I'd like to share with you is on slide 9, and this is a case study of data level access control. MedImpact is a company in Southern California. They're a general business company. They've got about 1,500 employees, and they're in a very interesting business. They're in the prescription benefits services business. They have a core application that they built on Tomcat as the environment, and it uses the Oracle database to store all the information. What you see in this case, the use case is very straightforward. MedImpact is like Medco and others. They interact with a lot of our insurance providers like Aetna and Cigna and others. So you and I, when we file a prescription claims to Aetna, Aetna then uses MedImpact to process the claim. So if you think of this MedImpact as a service provider, they're processing a lot of claims with a lot of sensitive information. MedImpact doesn't have to know my prescription claims. They just need to know the particular information that's needed to process the claim. They don't need to know that I need a special prescription for some ailment, right? And so they are very concerned about data access because they're opening up their environment to Cigna's and Aetna's and all of the insurance providers, with each of those providers having a set of employees coming in as claims approvers and claims reviewers. So what we did with Tivoli Security Solution is to provide that data level access control solution, externalizing the security from that Tomcat application, helping them integrate with our Tivoli data and application security solution, so that now MedImpact can centrally control which claims approver from Aetna can get access to the data and only to certain portions of the data, which claims approver from Cigna can get access to the patient information without the personally identifiable information. And the opportunity was to be able to sell it with sell it into the line of business. So we were able to sell the Tivoli data security solution with our security policy manager, but also sell our Tivoli identity and access assurance to the IT infrastructure. So we were able to get a $600,000 deal from a general business account by talking to the line of business and introducing the idea of how are you doing data security? How are you controlling access to the personally identifiable information? If you look at the second case study on slide 10, it's about portal deployment. CyberSource, we shared this with you a couple of months ago. So what I wanted to do is just reiterate the key points, which is here's another general business account where they're talking to WebSphere and Rational and putting together a solution with them. They're buying WebSphere, they're buying WebSphere ESB, they're buying the solution to WebSphere portal and pulling that together to consolidate their application environment. They purchased companies from Northern California and Washington, and they combined all those companies. And while they're consolidating the application environment, they want to reduce the cost of security development. They don't want to develop the security into the application. They want to externalize it and use a centralized security capabilities. We got in well into the deal while WebSphere and others were working in the deal, and we introduced this notion of Tivoli security controls and the ability to centralize and implement the data level access control. When they looked at our solution and how it integrated with the existing WebSphere environment, we got introduced into the deal as well. And after a quarter, we actually got, after the deal went down, the total revenue to IBM, to WebSphere, to the portal environment, and so on, was $2.5 million. And Tivoli Security's portion was $1.1 million. This customer was consolidating their application environment and buying the entire security stack from Tivoli, from identity and access assurance to the Tivoli security policy management capability for the line of business to use for data and application security. So there are key opportunities for Tivoli security to be had along with working with the WebSphere team. The last case study I'll share with you for the Tivoli data security is slide 11. And this has to do with the web services transformation. You will hear, when you work with WebSphere folks, you'll hear the term web services a lot. What that is a very simple thing. Whether it is service orientation or web services, what they're talking about, what WebSphere is talking about is they're helping customers take their monolithic application, break them up into small services, so that those small services can be accessed by lots of different people. Here's an example of a utility company in Dallas where they're transforming their application with the help of GBS. GBS is helping them take a monolithic mainframe application, break it up into small services, and those services can be accessed by not just people, but also by these smart meters that are going into the IT environment. If you look at the smart meters, even my home, for example, in Austin, They replaced the old meters that used to sit on the side of the house with these digital meters. These digital meters now have, instead of that old rotating analog meter, now I have this digital meter sitting on the side of the house sending web service information into Encore. So they're collecting a lot of information from my house and sending it to the electric company. That's a lot of data. How do you make sure that only people in the certain roles and under certain conditions can get access to the data? So with our Tivoli security solutions and the ability to address these compliance requirements, we're able to sell them the Tivoli Identity and Access Management Solution, Policy Management Solution, and Compliance Reporting Solution. All this along with WebSphere's Data Power offering. Again, the deal in this case, total deal for IBM was $2.5 million with about $850,000 for Tivoli security capabilities. So just to summarize, the Tivoli data and application offering is new set of capabilities that we offer to help sell alongside with WebSphere, information management, Rational, and so on, to the line of business so that you can say, look, I can provide some capabilities to you too that then integrates with an existing IT environment. So introducing Tivoli data and application security helps expand the conversation to the line of business and then connect it to then sell our identity and access assurance packages into the IT environment. So it's really a great door opener to be able to position, introduce some new capabilities to the line of business and sell our broader Tivoli security capabilities. So the third package is on slide 12. I wanted to highlight some of the key buying occasions for our System Z environment. I think you probably saw a lot of emails from Kevin and my colleague Glinda. This is a really no-brainer. I mean, we've got a lot of target lists already available of customers that are on the mainframe, the ZOS, as well as customers who are RACF customers. These customers are sweet spot for our systems security management for System Z capabilities. Whether they need centralized administration to look at the ZOS event details, do database cleanups, looking at mainframe audit risks that can be easily interpreted, these are all capabilities within our zSecure's suite that you can introduce to those customers, and they have to look at this capability. They either have to buy it from us or buy it from the competition. And here's our opportunity to introduce these capabilities from us instead. What I wanted to do is to take a few minutes on slide 13 to highlight the pricing and packaging for these offerings. What we've done is we've packaged our solutions to include new and updated releases of all of our individual products. It provides you with the flexibility to introduce the entire solution or the individual products to meet the customer's specific needs. And the advantage is you can now combat competition like Oracle with the solution packages and also enable you to include just one line item, if you will, into ELAs. So what we have done is we've simplified the, along with the packages, we've simplified the pricing to go with it. If you look at the Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance package, the entire package contains all of the core capabilities that customers need for the IT security environment. And what did we do with it? We priced it on a per-user basis. So they just have to give us the per-user information, and we can then provide the package that fits their needs. Just a few, last week we saw a couple of ESRs send us emails saying, here's a customer that's looking at Oracle's some suite, right, for 500 users or 1,000 users. Guess what? We've got a similar package that you can introduce to the customer so that the procurement guys can do a side-by-side comparison of us versus Oracle in that situation. So that's the Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance pricing. It includes Identity Manager, our single sign-on capabilities, Compliance Insight Manager, and the Access Manager for Operating System. So everything customers need for the IT infrastructure for operational management. The second offering is Tivoli Data and Security Solution. That entire package is priced on a per resource basis. If you think of a line of business that's wanting to protect the data, they think of it as, oh, it's the data sitting in my call center application. They think of it as their target application, right? And so what we did was to price our offering in a simple way so that you can present it to the line of business saying, oh, Mr. Customer, you have these SharePoint environments and WebSphere environments. Here's our Tivoli data and application security. That's $125,000 plus ability for you to scale as you start to add more and more applications under the management of Tivoli data and application security. The data and application security bundle includes our new capabilities from Tivoli Security Policy Manager, the Key Lifecycle Manager, Compliance Insight Manager, Operating Systems Offering, as well as Federation, all packaged into one bundle with a per-managed resource type price point. The last capability around security management for System Z, that's usually sold in the mainframe environment where they're used to capacity-based pricing on the MSU basis. So we charge $23,000 per MSU. And it includes the Z-Secure suite capabilities for admin, audit, and command verifier, and the Compliance Insight Manager for ZOS for auditing. So we can provide that closed-loop security administration and compliance reporting on the mainframe environment. So I just wanted to share with you that we've got these new and updated releases of individual products. We sell them as individual products to meet the customer's specific needs, but we also have packaged them for in these bundles so that you can introduce those bundles to customers, especially in the general business area where they don't are in the greenfield environment where they don't have an existing environment. So you can introduce these capabilities as a solution package. Now let's look at now that we've looked at these three packages and what they have in them, the value proposition and case studies, let's look at the best candidates to call for these offerings. On slide 14, we wanted to share with you what we have seen from the field as candidates for our Tivoli security solution capabilities. When you're talking to the CSOs or IT operations management or even the line of business executives, ask them about their 2010 priorities. And if the 2010 priorities are focused, if you hear things like they want to reduce the cost of compliance, they want to drive a level of IT governance, they're looking at, again, reducing the cost of identity management, these are all IT operations and security-related topics where we can introduce Tivoli Identity and Access Assurance to them. If the priorities that they talk about are, oh, I've got this new application or I'm consolidating the application environment, I'm rolling out a portal, if it's a portal initiative, I'm moving to more off-premise applications like software as a service, I'm adopting web services more, or I'm productizing my SOA environment, I'm establishing a data security strategy. This is a key topic we hear from CSOs around the world. When you hear these type of key triggers, those are all good candidates for introducing leading with the Tivoli data and application security. To hear the mainframe customers talking about ACF2 to RACF migration, or they're talking about consolidating more workload on the ZOS environment, again, they're good candidates to lead with the security management for Z. And the nice thing is you can engage the customer by leading with these solution bundles, and as you saw in all these case studies, you expand the opportunity to essentially sell a lot of the Tivoli security stack. It's not just this bundle, right? You get an opportunity to sell them anywhere from 800K to a million plus security deals. And this is in all industries. If you look at our recent successes, We've seen them from healthcare industries to financial services to retail and the IT services environment. So here's our opportunity to help customers with their 2010 priorities and provide the security controls that they demand in their dynamic infrastructure. If you look at slide 10, for new prospects, watch out for these new triggers in the marketplace because these imply a compelling reason to act.
That was slide 15.
Yes, on slide 15. If you look at the compelling reasons to act, customers who have are merging are like the CyberSource example. They had bought a company in Seattle. They were merging those two IT environments and consolidating the application. Or they want to open up the environment to more business partners like Bank of Montreal or Intermountain Health. These are all deals where they're opening up their environment to more business partners, and as they do that, they need security controls. So here's an opportunity. Anytime you hear these triggers or even this off-premise software as a service adoption, right? These are all happening under that mergers and acquisitions driver, and those are compelling reasons for the customer to need to buy the security capabilities. The second compelling reason, you don't really need to have me highlight this, but this is bad press, right? A customer says, oh, I've got a hack that happened or a loss of data. You will hear this through the client execs because the CSO and the C-level executives immediately look to vendors in the marketplace to talk to because they really want to know what are other customers doing to seal their dynamic infrastructure. How do they make sure that they put the security controls without turning off the business, because they still need the business to run, but they need a way to manage the risk. And the risks happen through at the server level, at the application level, at the portal level, at the web services level, at every level of the web of the application environment. And so watch out for these. These are great opportunities for us to present Tivoli security capabilities. Last is the insider threat. And again, these don't immediately make it into press, but they do eventually end up in the press as well, like the TJ Maxx environment or internal. This is inappropriate or accidentally accessing and leaking, exposing data. So this happens when customers are deploying content-rich applications. SharePoint is one example, FileNet is another, where they are all content-rich applications, and as they open that content-rich applications to more employees and more users, they need to make sure that the access to the content-rich applications are secure. So again, opportunities for you to present Tivoli security capabilities when they're concerned about insider threat of accidentally losing the data that's sitting in these content-rich applications. Similarly with databases. Almost all of our IBM customers are sitting on DB2 or Oracle database and building applications on top of them. And so how do you make sure that the data still is secure inside the database because it's getting exposed through the applications and services? And so here's our opportunity to present Tivoli security capabilities. And these are customers that are going to buy in the next quarter, right? This is a compelling reason to act for them. If you look at slide 16, we wanted to share with you Q4 sales plays to drive aggressive pricing as well. If you look at these Tivoli sales plays across all pillars inside Tivoli, we've got 7 plays. And for security, we've got 4 plays. 3 of them are repeat plays, and 1 is a new play. What these are pre-approved pricing plays that you can use in the field with your field pricer to drive some of the new capabilities around Key Lifecycle Manager, helping the old customers on the Enterprise Key Manager on the storage, moving to the Tivoli Key Lifecycle Manager, the product itself. Similarly, we've got discounts, pre-built discounts for the TAMI SSO offering and the Unified Single Sign-On capabilities. We've got the competitive takeout play with our identity and access management, as well as a new pricing play for Tivoli Federated Identity Manager.
Can you just quickly highlight that one for everyone?
Sure. That is being able to provide, we've heard from the field that customers have a perception that Tivoli Federated Identity Manager is too expensive. So we have reduced the price of, we've provided a pre-built discount into the pricing play so that you can upgrade a TAM customer for less than $10. And similarly, the price of DFIM that you sell into the enterprise is less than the price of the IT environment. So Tivoli Access Manager costs $26. Tivoli Federated Identity Manager costs $34. So the pricing play is essentially priced to drive that price point. And it's now very competitive in the marketplace. So for any additional information, please contact Robert Spash or Doug Anderson, our worldwide pricer, for assistance. And you can go to your field pricer as well. All right. Let's jump to slide 17. I'll hand it over to Kevin.
All right. Appreciate it, Ravi. That's good information. The Federation one is important. I mean, we have a huge TAM install base we can go after right away for that one. Hopefully, everybody's gotten some information from Ravi today. They can go out and make some calls today or during the week and get some customers on the hook. The slide 17 is just some of the people that can help you once you get those people on the hook. You have your IMT sales leaders for East, West, and Federal on there. Just some of the resources down the bottom right-hand corner there, bottom right-hand corner. Some of the people who live in the U.S. that can go out and help you in various calls. And then on the last slide, slide 18, some of the folks from marketing that are on there that can help you with different things. And then, of course, the people who can help you, Sean Bergen, our worldwide sales leader, can help you with some of the other stuff as well as myself. Kelly, if we could open it up now for questions and answers, that would be good.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. To withdraw the question, press star, 2. Once again, to ask a question, press star, then 1. There are no questions at this time.
All right. So that must have been crystal clear. All right, Ravi, appreciate all your time today. And if anybody does have any questions afterwards, you can call myself or Ravi, and we'll answer them for you. Thanks again. Good hunting this week, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care, everyone.
Good. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.